Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When governments spend a dollar, it must take that dollar from taxpayers today through higher taxes, tomorrow by increased borrowing, or both today and tomorrow through inflation of the money supply that reduces your purchasing power. It is a demonstrated truism throughout American history that higher government spending as a percentage of the nation's gross domestic product reduces the performance of the U.S. economy over time. Unfortunately, the news today is frightening. Federal government spending is so high in recent decades that bureaucrats publish fraudulent financial reports that massively understate total expenditures. For example, for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2020, the Congressional Budget Office reported that spending was only $6.55 trillion. This figure does not include any of the increase in the net present value of Social Security or Medicare benefits that were incurred during the fiscal year. This amount is almost certainly at least another $5 trillion of spending. Therefore, the federal government for the latest fiscal year actually spent more than $11.5 trillion. When you compare that to the latest U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis report that the gross domestic product for the third quarter this year is just over $21 trillion, the federal government spending is now running about 55% or more of GDP. How does that percentage compare to the past? During the Great Depression in the 1930s, an era that saw a huge rise in federal government expenditures, the Office of Management and Budget reports that total spending never exceeded 11% of GDP. Even during World War II, peak spending was just over 40% of GDP. From 1947 into the early 1970s, federal government spending as a percentage of gross domestic product was under 20% every single year. For the federal government to now be spending at least 55% of GDP signals a developing major slowdown in the American economy as government borrowing crowds out funds available to the private sector to create jobs or for consumers to spend. Over the next few weeks, be sure to tune in as I share ideas on cutting government spending and restoring American prosperity. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.